WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. We have May 29th, 30th. Let's throw in Monday the 31st, the unofficial kickoff of the summer season. But I'll tell you what, the fishing seasons have been kicking ass so far. When you can get out, we had some tumultuous weather. How the weather plays out this weekend, we shall see. But the sea bass, the fluke, a.k.a. summer flounder, the weak fish, the stripers, it's all going on. The bass fishing freshwater has been out of sight. Pickerel, crappies, perch, a smorgasbord of fins and scales out there. Hey, we have a really jammed show. And don't forget, the striper bonus tag program is still going on. Applications still being accepted. One striper, 24 to less than 28 inches. Okay, man, get on it, get on it. So a bunch of small stripers caught that would have fit in that slot. Could have took that fish home to eat. Hey, man, coming up in our next segment, Captain Brett, he takes him Taylor. Real reaction sport fishing. Shallow water fluke. And I was out this past week dropping those jig heads with some gulp, dropping some bucktails, working some live minis. I even put mini under a float, man, under a bobber. Yeah, like I'm doing some freshwater fishing there. Could not get a keeper. I mean, plenty of fish, but Captain Brett, need some tips, man. Shallow water fluking in the back bays. Can you help us out? He said, yeah, Tompy. He's on the water. He's on the water. We're going to call him right now. Grab that cup. Grab that Red Bull. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. And listen, we have just a tongue slap your brains out, putting on the Ritz flounder recipe a little later on. Oh, man. Stay tuned. Hang in. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station.
The monster trucks are here in the Wildwoods, not for a show, but for you to ride on the beach all summer long. You can ride the monster truck 7 days a week, all season long, weather permitting. Catch a ride on AmeriCrush, a monster truck wrapped in the majestic colors and stars of our country, inspired by the patriotism of our proud citizens in honor of all American veterans. Zombie Crusher is a zombie monster machine, cloaked in matte black with eerie glowing lime green accents designed to reflect the zombie apocalypse. Official monster truck t-shirts and merchandise are also available for purchase. Wildwood Beach presents the only center steer monster truck ride trucks on the East Coast. Come ride the monster trucks on the beach at 4101 Boardwalk and Young Avenue in Wildwood. For more information on how to purchase tickets as well as on upcoming events with Wildwood Motor Events, visit WildwoodMotorEventsNJ.com. That's WildwoodMotorEventsNJ.com.
Download Rack and Fin Radio as a podcast on the WPG Talk Radio app. Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Hey, man, it is fluke time, and they are really popping in the back bays. Not everywhere, though, man. Pick your spots. Shallow, channel edge, where? Join us online right now. On the water. Captain Brett, he takes some Taylor. Real Reaction Sport Fishing, based in Ware Town. I was out there a few times, hitting those shallower areas. Got a few, no keepers. Like, where are the keepers? I know Captain Brett probably has some in the box as we speak. I understand he has a Paul Kaufman charter. They're out of Ben Salem, PA, making a trek to the Jersey Shore to fish with Captain Brett on Real Reaction. Captain Brett, how you doing, man? You're on the water. I hear some wind. What's going on?
I'm doing great, Tom. How you doing?
As I told you, I tried the back bay, hit some shallow spots, whatever. Brett, I'm still not, keyed in, zeroed in like you are on the shallow water nuances of getting these keeper fluke. What's the deal, Cap? What depth you fishing? Where are you?
Right now, we're back in the back part of Wanaka Bay. We're anywhere from 2 foot to 10 foot, but we're fishing the edge where it's like anywhere from 3 to 4 foot right now.
And there's keeper fluke in those shallows?
Yeah, we had our first drift, and we probably had about, 8 to 10 fish, and we put 3 in the box, the biggest about 19.
Nice. Well, Captain Brett, are they just hanging edge looking? Where are they situated along this edge? The deeper end, the top end?
The shallow end. They like to stay warm. The big thing about early spring is you got to fish the warmer water. The problem is right now we have a lot of slime. I know in Barnacot Bay there's a lot of slime all the way from Barnacot Bay to Great Bay. I'm not sure how you know, if they have that down Wildwood, Cape May area. But the biggest thing is fishing shallow and also keeping the your offering or your jig or bucktail, whatever you're using, keeping that nice and clean.
Now, Cap Brett, what is the forage in those shallow waters?
Every one that we've had so far, and I've ran, we had on opening day, we had 8 keepers, the biggest about 23 inches. Every single one that I filleted has spit up sand shrimp, grass shrimp, and crab that were about 1 inch, blue claws, baby blue claws.
Wow. So what are you keying on them with? How are you addressing that?
We're using, tell you what, Berkeley Gulf, a little shout out to Pure Fishing, Penn. Berkeley makes a fantastic shrimp impression. So their 3 to 4 inch shrimp match the sand shrimp profile. And, you know, any colors per se, you can use New Penny, the pearl white. But really that profile makes a big difference. I'll switch to swimming mullets. I'll switch to those later in the season. But in the spring, it's all about the shrimp.
Well, Cap, again, all about the shrimp. Now, one of the ones I had spit up grass shrimp, you know, like a little ball in his stomach. There's no imitations for that, is there?
You know, to Berkeley, those 3-inch shrimp will do well. I have some guys that come out with me later, a little bit later this month, and they'll they actually tie a lot of hand tie.
Oh, there you go.
Like the epoxy shrimps, kind of like the Bob Popovich epoxy shrimp style, and they'll do well. They'll put that on a teaser. But you know, we're fishing you know, bucktail, S&S bucktail. We use a lot the big eye, the fillet. And we'll use those and tip that with a, you know, that Berkeley Gulf, that shrimp. And, usually it's pretty much game on, you know, early season.
Well, Captain Brett, color of the bucktail and color of the hair. I mean, the head and the hair. What do you got?
White.
White is right in the early spring. The visibility factor. You know, we had that storm Wednesday night and Thursday morning. Is the water, except for the snotgrass, pretty much cleaned up visibility-wise?
Well, that's what we pushed the trip. It was supposed to be an earlier trip. We pushed it because of all that rain we had. And, you know, they're still on the bite. We're going to move around a lot. But, you know, early season, you got to move. You know, they might not be biting in a certain area, so you got to move around. You know, try different pieces. You guys are good to drop. You can drop. You know, try different areas. Mm-hmm. Anywhere that dumps, pulls water off any eelgrass flats or, you know, any small tidal creeks, that's going to have a funneling effect for bait, especially for grass shrimp or sand shrimp. And usually those fluke will be lined up there.
Okay, join us on the Rakuten line this morning on the water, Captain Brett. He takes him, Taylor. Real Reaction Sport Fishing base out of Weartown. He has a Paul Kaufman charter out of Ben Salem, PA. Came east to the Jersey Shore to load up on some flatty fillets with Captain Brett. Well, Brett, what is your drift speed? What's optimum in the shallows?
I like about 1 knot. You know, if I can get it a half a knot to 1 knot, that's optimal. I do have a Minn Kota trolling motor I use pretty much the entire day. Mm-hmm. And that'll keep us right at that speed. Right now, you know, we got some wind, so we're just kind of staying in that ballpark. But any time for that speed in the back, and even if, you know, you fish later in the season, you fish the ocean, you want to keep it, you know, slower drift because you want to mm-hmm. jig. You'll do the best with jigging, you know, especially in the bay. Jigging bucktails or jigging jigs is the way to go, rather than dragging a rig.
Okay, Brett, I know that you're big on the bucktails. What about, I'm not really a fan of all the hair. I like a plain jig. I like one of Stanley's S&S, big guys, and a round head jig with a gulp on there, or even a live killie.
Yeah.
The hair really, the bucktail really make a difference?
It does. You know, you brought up a good point. In the early, like now when the slime's out, I won't use the bucktail. Use just the plain jig head. And that'll keep, you know, that the bucktail hair attracts a lot of that. Well, it'll catch a lot of that slime. But once that slime clears out, then I'll go back to that bucktail. That'll give it a little bit more beefier profile. But, those, you know, the big eyes, half ounce, you know, if you get 3/8, half ounce,
you're right,
3/4 ounce, 1 ounce, that's all good for, you know, for the back bay.
Okay, Joe's analyst, Captain Brett Taylor, Rear Reaction Sport Fishing out of Weirdtown. Well, Cap, listen, the hits now from the fluke in those shallow flats, are they aggressive, a lot of competition? Are they tentative? What's the dealio?
Well, we're fishing at, right now, 68-degree wet water. So that warmer water, they're going to be a little bit more active. So they're going to thump it. I mean, the guys here said that they thumped it pretty good. When you start getting that colder ocean water, then the bites will be a little bit more timid. So when that cold ocean water rolls in, then it's time usually to move and follow that warmer water back.
Okay, Ken Brett, when is the drop to deeper water? The higher the sun gets, again, warmer water, you know, on the outgoing. When do those fluke retreat to, say, the 5, 6, 7, 8, 10-foot depths?
I say later in the season, honestly.
Okay.
Later in the season. You got one on there? You missed one? Okay. Way later in the season, I'll target this, you know, 3 to 6 foot.
Okay.
A good part of May and June. And then mid to late June, then I'll start hitting those deeper holes, and that's when those fish will start, you know, piling into those deeper holes. It's not to say that you won't find them, but I found that I've been doing this 10 years. I find that the much higher success on these shallower areas.
Okay, Captain Brett, keepers are one thing, and it's all well and good. Get the meat in a frying pan. By the way, listeners, hanging, we have an incredible recipe coming up a little later on in the program. Yeah, 2 weekends in a row with killer recipes. That's what Rack and Fin is all about. Catching and eating, people. Well, Cap, now the doormat side, not doormat as in 10 pounds, when you're referring to 5, 6, and I've seen you catch them, 5, 6, 7, 8 pound fluke in the back, in the bays, on the shallow flats, do you revise your tactics at all? Do you go big? Now, a good friend of ours, Captain Scott Newhall, tuned me in. We were out there fishing with him last year, Brett, and we're in the shallows like you are, and he has a friggin' 6-inch gulp grub on there. And at 5 inches a teaser,
yeah,
I said, whoa. I'm a proponent of elephants. Eat peanuts, too. You know elephants, Brett. You've seen me, right? So, but
yeah,
he says, listen, here's the deal. You want to get bothered by the little fish. This sort of, you know, you got a big bait coming out. That might distract, like, oh, man, I don't want to mess with that. What's your take, Brett? Because I've seen you do both very effectively. When do you opt for the big baits?
I'll do a little bit as, I don't know, I would say a couple more weeks when you start getting some bigger, a little bit bigger bait in the area. If you're fishing a tournament, any guys that fish fluke tournaments, I know Stan Vestinef, he was on a couple weeks ago on his show.
Yeah.
And he does a lot of tournaments. I know those guys will fish 5, 6-inch gulp, you know, in a lot of those tournaments if they're fishing in the back. Yeah, you know, they're going to use those bigger baits. You know, you're going to catch bigger fish. Now, if you're chartering, you know, the goal is to obviously catch fish, catch a couple keepers.
Right.
So that's why if you keep it, you know, smaller, especially if you have, say you have kids out, you know, keep it a little smaller, you'll catch, you know, more fish. But if you want to target those doormat per se,
right,
5 to 6 to 10 pound fish, definitely upsize it.
Well, Brett,
I will say that.
Let me interrupt you a second there, Cap, because I've seen you catch fish that size on the small stuff. Is it luck? Is it by design or right place at right time?
I think a lot of, you know, sometimes it's like last year we had a 10 pounder that hit a half ounce jig with a 3-inch shrimp. it's just being at the right spot and the fish is, you know, it's going to feed on whatever's there. So if you can match the hatch effectively, per se, then you're going to definitely put more fish in your boat.
Captain Brett, again, matching the hatch, more profile or more color. Like what the hell? One, I never figured out weak fish with the pink thing, but like the salmon color, the fluorescent orange under there, the chartreuse. I mean, matching what kind of hatch is that? From outer space? Or is it the profile?
You know, there's a lot of hype with the salmon red, that salmon color. I think that's more maybe, you know, as you go deeper, it just silhouettes that profile for that fish. I actually like a lot of the natural colors when I'm in the back here.
Right.
Like that new penny or even that molting. Berkeley makes that molting color shrimp.
Oh, yeah.
That's really good color. The natural shrimp color is good. Obviously, you know, it's water clarity, just like if you're a professional bass fisherman or a freshwater guy. If the water clarity is bad, then you want to go a little bit like, do go with the chartreuse or the green,
mm-hmm.
you know, because just so it stands out. But usually I like using those natural profile baits. We've had pretty clean water in Barnegat Bay for the last couple of years.
Okay, Joe's on the line. Captain Brett Taylor, real reaction sport fishing at a Weirton topic, shallow water back bay tactics. Well, Captain Brett, let's get to the tackle. I was out there, you know, my light action. I've seen some guys out there, Brett, with tackle that can, you know, dismantle a tarpon. What is your ideal? I like the 6-pound braid, 10-pound braid, 6-pound fluorocarbon or mono leader. You like the lighter action or you have a little more heft to it?
No, I like lighter action. We use I use a lot of St. Croix, the 6-6. It's actually, I think it's the Avid series.
Oh, yeah.
So I use the 6-6 rod, and then just I usually use the 10 SSV, I think it's a 4,000 or 3,000. But as far as braid, you know, we'll use most of mine are spun up with 15-pound braid, 20-pound braid, and then we just use 10-pound fluoro for the most part. You know, 10-pound fluoro will be good for plenty for a 10-pound fluke, you know.
Sure.
You don't need to overkill in the back. Obviously, if you're fishing the ocean, then you're going to use 30, 40-pound fluoro. But, you know, in the back, it's all about keeping it light. And then you also have a chance of getting some weak fish around, too.
Brett, the fluoro, are the fluke really that going to be that line? Shall you use it for the abrasion properties? What's the deal?
I think so. I tie it directly. I don't use any terminal tackle. Fluke has exceptional eyesight. So that's what, you know, fluoro, right. I think, is a big difference. That's my opinion. But they are ambush hunters. They live and die by their eyesight. So more so than I think than a striped bass. But that's what, you know, I think that's the way to go. Fluoro is the way to go in the back.
Here's me, Captain Brett Taylor, Real Reaction Sport Fishing, based out of Weirton. Cap, before I let you go, the end game in a shallow situation, when you have a 5-6-7 pounder all of a sudden flailing boat side, I mean, that getting that net around thing could be tricky. What's your, like, last-minute panic mode? What do you do?
The big thing is, first of all, when you're fishing shallows 3-4 feet, you get a fish that's 5 to 8 pounds on. They will want to run. So the big thing is, you know, play the fight. If they run, let them go. Don't crank when they're running. You got one there? You missed one? And then net side, when you get that fish, don't bring it to the surface. That's the key. So many times, especially new fishermen, they'll bring that fluke right to the surface before the net guy's ready, and you end up losing the fish. So the big thing is to swim it head first right into the net, and usually you're, you know, 99% of the time, that's the way
Captain
to go.
Brett, what gets me is what seems like a solid hook set. You feel the head shaking. You're fighting the fish. You get it up close. How the hell, with one last shake, do they throw the hook? That always blows my mind. It's uncanny.
I think they undulate their bodies the way their body is. So when they come to the surface, they do that, you know, that undulation motion. I think takes a little bit momentary slack of the line when that happens, and that just, the you know, the hook pops, and that's it.
Yeah, that's driven me crazy for I don't know how many decades now. Well, Captain Brett, before I let you go, on the conservation end for the fluke, I mean, you know me, I'm a meat guy. Keeping a limit of fish. That really going to, you think, impact the fluke population in the back?
What's up? You got a nice one here. So we just netted a fish here. Sorry.
There you go. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know what? Keeping the limit, you know, fluke are pretty good. The population's pretty good. I think the state has the regulation set up pretty good for us.
Okay.
That's 3.18. You know, if you have, obviously it's your choice. You know, for me, if I've caught a lot of bigger flukes. So if I get, unless I'm fishing a tournament, if I get a nice, you know, a nice one that's 10 pounds, 8 pounds, chances are, based on the biological data, that they're females. Just like I do with tog fishing, I'll release those.
Let them go, right?
You know, but it's fine. Yeah, it's fine to take like a 4 or 5 pounder, you know, and that's plenty. Usually three fish is plenty of meat. And I have three of us in our family, so, you know, you get 12 fillets out of that. That'll be a couple dinners, and that's plenty.
I don't know, Taylor, the way Luke and grow is growing and Jake is growing, I don't know, you may have to up that.
Yeah, that's what, well, he is getting taller. So, I was going to tell you one thing with the netting. I had a trip last year, and the new fisherman, the wife, she brought an 8-9 pounder we had up in the bay. She brought it right up to the surface before I could get the net because she got so excited. Well, we missed it because it spit the hook, and I don't think her husband said a word to her the rest of the trip.
Well, I've gone through that with my lovely Dee Marie when I've messed up many a time. Well, Taylor, you've seen that yourself. Well, Captain Brett, do me a favor. Yep. Give that phone number, give that Facebook page and website. Go.
Okay, so it's my business is Real Reaction Sport Fishing. It's the website is realreactioncharters.com, and my number is 609-290-7709.
By the way, Cap, before I let you go, how's the lovely Jen doing?
She's doing great. She's working. She's doing awesome. She's enjoying being with a baby again. So it's good. Everything's good.
Cap, get her out on a boat. Listen, she can catch some fluke, let me tell you. Okay, Cap, we'll see you on the water next week, man. Be good.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
See you, man. A little long on that segment. Yeah, shallow water fluke. It's an art form. Me, I cast out, bounce it back, bounce. I like the, what's that they call that? The dike off LBI behind, was that Barnegat Lake? And you get fish here and there. But getting the keepers consistently and the bigger ones, man, that is an art form. Hopefully Captain Brett filled you in with some information. Grab that cup. Grab that Rebel. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Memorial Day weekend already. Whoa.
So what is Talk with a Purpose? It's a lively, informative, number one rated talk show on Saturday morning. Hi, this is John DeMasi. Join me and my guests every Saturday from 9 a.m. till noon for Talk with a Purpose, heard right here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5. And if you miss it on Saturday, we replay it on Sunday from 5 until 8 p.m. Don't miss Talk with a Purpose, Saturday and Sunday, right here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5, South Jersey's talk station.
Flounder season is gearing up, and the one stop for everything you need is the bait and tackle shop at Utch's Marina in historic Cape May. Come to Utch's for a huge selection of spinning and conventional rods and combos for the boat or the surf, with top name brands available like Penn, Tsunami, Ocean Max, Shimano, and more. Utch's Marina, your home away from home at the foot of the bridge in Cape May. Stop by any day or visit capemayharbor.com.
At Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries, we know your favorite spot might be curled up in a comfortable chair, or relaxing with your feet up on the ottoman, or even spread out on the spacious sectional. That's why we've redesigned comfort. Find your favorite spot in the style that best fits you. It's the Lazy Boy Memorial Day Sale. Get 30% off everything, and recliners from just $399, plus special financing available. Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Live life comfortably. Exclusions apply. Minimum monthly payments required with approved credit. See store for details.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Here we go. Look out below. Back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Captain Brady, Taysom Taylor. Real Reaction Sport Fishing. Back Bay, shallow water, fluke tackles. Let's switch gears. Hit some fresh water now. Yeah, you know me. I love my sweet water. Next Saturday, June 5th, free fishing day in New Jersey. One of two. The other one's going to be in October. Okay, now, fish, no license, no trout stamp. Great freshwater fishing here in New Jersey. This program's been around, I don't know how many years. I have a very special guest on the Rack and Fin line right now to talk about the free fishing day, the program behind it, and another guest a little later on following this guest is going to talk about the statewide Hoffnod fishing extravaganza also next Saturday. Join us online is Al Ivany. He is the chief Division of Fish and Wildlife's Bureau of Information and Education, and just all-around great guy. We've known each other for, decades and decades, it seems. Thanks for joining us on Rack and Fin. Happy Memorial Day weekend, brother.
Same to you, Tom. It's good to hear from you, man.
Al, wasn't it just Halloween or something? What the hell? What is going on?
It seems that way, doesn't it, Tom? I mean, geez, it's like we all lost a year here.
Whoa. Al, this again, free fishing day. Listeners, no license, no trout stamp, and just a chance to sample, if you've not tested the waters, pun intended, the great freshwater fishing opportunities from Cape May County to Sussex County and all points in between. Urban, suburban, rural, we have it all. Al, this free fishing day is a monster success.
Yeah, it really is, Tom. And, you know, it's a no-risk investment for folks to try freshwater try freshwater fishing in our state. You know, there's fishing has never been better. Oh, like you said, good. North to south, east to west, we have great waters to go fishing and a lot of species to fish for. So I encourage everybody to get out there, take advantage of this. Free Fishing Day in June is also held in conjunction with National Fishing and Boating Week. And, you know, there's a lot to do here, a lot of places to go, a lot of places to fish, public access sites all over the place. So it's a great time to get out and a no-risk investment to give it a shot. And hopefully you'll get hooked. Get out there, buy your license in the future, support conservation in New Jersey, and stick with some great fishing for the rest of your life.
Well, Al, New Jersey has become a freshwater fishing destination. I see so many out-of-state plates here now. Mostly Pennsylvania, New York. I've seen plates from Maryland, you know, also Massachusetts here. One guy saying, man, you realize what you guys have here? Guy was walleye fishing, a Pacon, a Greenwood, the Delaware River. Al, it's spectacular. Across the board, muskies, northern pike, hybrid stripers, channel cats. Again, a great springtime and fall and November, December trout fishing program. It's packed.
Yeah, it really is, Tom, and there's something for everybody, like you said, you know, and I have to always give kudos out to our PeaQuest Trout Hatchery and our Hackettstown State Fish Hatchery for doing the great work they do. Our fisheries management programs are top-notch, so a lot of great opportunities in New Jersey, and again, I encourage everybody to get out, take advantage of Free Fishing Day, and, you know, hopefully you'll stay with it. It's a great family activity and a great way to get out and enjoy the outdoors.
Well, Al, one thing, too, I want to discuss, I mean, it was a brilliant program. I don't know who came up with it. I guess brainstorming up there, but this buddy fishing license dealio, man, you save some money and explain that. That's been great.
Yep, it's a way for folks to get out at a reduced rate. So when it's time to buy your license, you can take somebody out who maybe hasn't fished before. You get a reduced rate on the licenses for both of you. And all of that information is up on our website at njfishandwildlife.com. If you're looking to purchase your license, check out the Buddy License Program. And all the information you need to fish in New Jersey is up on our website also. And something I do want to mention, Tom, very important, we have a new Places to Fish app. You can access this right off our homepage on our website. It's got all kinds of updated information on where to fish in New Jersey. It includes things like ownership of the waterway, sport fish that you can fish for in that body of water, maps, locations, and more. It's really great. It's becoming very popular, and it's one more way we're trying to make it easier for folks to get outside and enjoy what New Jersey has to offer. So I encourage everybody to check out that app. And, again, it's right up on our homepage at njfishandwildlife.com.
Well, you know me, I'm very cyberly declined. You've known that for years of me. I still have the Places to Fish North Jersey pamphlet, Places to Fish South, and Places to Fish Central all over my truck.
Yeah, you should hang on to those, Tom. There'll be collector's items at some point. But, you know, yeah, we're trying to update the information we have out there. You know, it's a whole new technologically advanced society. I'm with you. I'm a little bit of a dinosaur myself, being here for 31 years now, but I'm doing the best I can. And, you know, we're trying to make it easier for folks and everybody out there with a smartphone and a computer to access the information they need. And we're moving forward with a lot of programs like this. And one thing we're also working, Tom, is updating our website. I'm going to throw this one out there, too, while I have you. And we're working on redoing the division website right now. So probably in a year or so, it's going to be up and running. It's going to be easier to use than ever before, too. So we're really, you know, working now to make information more accessible for folks and get the word out there.
On the Rakuten line, very special guest, Al Ivany. He is the chief of the Division of Fish and Wildlife's Bureau of Information and Education. Topic is the June 5th, that's next Saturday, Free Fishing Day, no license or trout stamp needed. Get out and sample New Jersey's incredible freshwater fishing opportunities. And now before I let you go, you know me, I'm very fortunate, people. I just thank God for my lovely Dee Marie and the life I'm able to lead. Al, you know me, I'm fishing from up your way, down here, over there. And every once in a while, over the course of a season, maybe two, I'll run into people that tried the Free Fishing Day years ago, and they're, again, bought the license. Here it goes. It works. It's passing it on, playing it forward. And it's a great thing.
Yeah, that's great. That's great to hear, Tom. And that's exactly what we hope for, you know. And everybody should remember that, you know, your license fees go to pay for conservation in New Jersey. It pays for our fishing programs if you buy a freshwater fishing license. You know, that money goes right out there and comes back to all of us. It's a user pay system. You know, you pay for conservation, you get that value coming back at you. So, you know, it doesn't get better than that, right? I mean, we're
Absolutely.
All invested in this. Every one of us is invested in great fishing in New Jersey, and buying a license is a great way to show that.
Listeners, njfishandwildlife.com, and check out the Places to Fish app. Load it. Even I'm going to do it. Okay, if you hear rumbling, if the sights go down, it's me. That's right, Al. Take care, man. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. Hope to see you sometime up your way. Hey, listen, about
I
one
thing. So, okay, take care.
I'm sort of altruistic, but on the other hand, this one guy I ran into, man, he became really freaking good at trout fishing. I'm thinking, I said, Ivan, you created a monster with this free fishing day years back. Because now he's buying a license to trout sap. He's cleaning up. Like, hey, we're going to be a break here, bud.
You got competition, Tom.
Oh, take care, Al. You'll be good.
Yeah, you too. Take care.
That's Al Ivany. Known him for decades. Great guy. Now, we mentioned what's also going to be happening next Saturday, June 5th, the Hooked on Fishing, Not on Drugs Youth Fishing Challenge statewide. Now in the Rakafin Radio area, listening area, terrestrial, you know, we're on the internet, all that other good stuff. We have Atlantic, Cape May, Burlington, Ocean, Camden, and Salem counties involved with events. Joining us on the line right now, very special guest. Again, I've known her for, met her very auspicious meeting. Stocking trout with the division on the Big Flapper way back when. And things come full circle. It's Alana Newmark. She's a program specialist with the Division of Fish and Wildlife to talk about this Super Youth Fishing Challenge with the Hooked on Fishing, Not on Drugs program. Alana, great to make your acquaintance again, young lady. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me, Tom.
Alana, always a pleasure. This event, now you guys have really taken this Hooked on Fishing, Not on Drugs into the stratosphere, Alana. This is going bonkers. Every sixth annual is coming up. You have community. Yeah. You got everything involved here. Go.
Yeah. So let me start just a little bit with the Hooked on Fishing, Not on Drugs program. So that's a national program from the Future Fishermen Foundation. But New Jersey is the only state that has it legislatively mandated. That means we have to run this program. And the real goal of HOFNOD is to create long-term youth fishing clubs that are pretty much community-based. Some are school-based, some are run by Parks and Recs departments, some are run by 4-H. And so that's our real goal. And then the Youth Fishing Challenge is a little bit of a spinoff where every year it's a way to get people involved, to get word out about our program, and to have people involved in their own community, which is fabulous. We have police departments running events. We have, like I said, Parks and Recs departments, 4-H departments, general citizens running events. And it's really, really taken off. Like, we have 30 locations this year.
Oh, man.
And the way it works is we give them prizes and giveaways. We give them some incentives. Say, hey, run a kids fishing event in your community. And we chose Free Fishing Day because it makes sense. The parents can fish for free that day.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The parents aren't eligible for the prizes that we provide. But a lot of the locations, you know, get their own prizes. And some do include adult prize categories, which is really neat.
Alana, is there a charge for this event? Is it free?
It is free.
Now we have, again, listeners, in the Rockford Radio area, again, we have Atlantic County. We have Cape May County. We have Burlington County, Ocean County, Camden and Salem counties. Registration required. And is there an age limit?
Well, here's the thing, Tom. So as far as eligible for prizes, on our end, they have to be 20 years and younger.
Mm-hmm.
Each location has a little bit of freedom to kind of make their own rules about how their event runs, where some will have prizes are only for 15 and under. So I really, really recommend that folks visit our website, which is youthfishingchallenge.nj.gov, and it will show you a listing of the 30 sites across the state and contact information for each of them. I strongly encourage folks to reach out to the specific location that they want to attend. That way they can know ahead of time, you know, any parking rules that they need to know, where to go, what to bring, the event run time.
And this is going to be June 5th. Okay, not that I'm distracted a lot, but here's the thing. This is the Tom P mentality here. Listen, in Cape May County, it's going to be at Ponder Lodge Pond, one of my favorite waters in the entire state. And again, I'm very fortunate. I get to fish up, down, sideways, all over the place. this is going to be a knockout because I know there's still some holdover trout in there. You have crappies, you have bass, you have yellow perch, you have sunfish the size of your head. Alana, that one's going to be a monster. Oh my God.
Yes. That at Ponder Lodge Pond is actually run by one of our Hooked on Fishing groups, somebody that runs a long-term fishing club with kids through 4-H. And we also, in Cape May County, we have Belle Plaine State Forest. And right. I know Belle Plaine, they said they got room for plenty of people. And you know, Tom, this last year plus has been really hard on everybody. And, you know, I can't help but say, fishing is like the original social distancing activity. So everything's right. always changing. It looks like maybe masks aren't required anymore. But you don't want to stand too close to your friend when you're fishing. You don't want to hook them or hit them.
Right, right.
You know, you don't want to tangle with their line. So it's perfect. You get the whole family out. Hopefully the weather's gorgeous. And everybody, at the end of the day, hopefully everybody has a lot of fun. That's the real goal.
Okay, Alana, now you have this challenge. Do you eventually see it? In all 21, I think it was, we have 14 counties, in all 21 counties, because believe me, I'm an urban angler, suburban angler, rural angler, as I've said. There's fishing, great fishing everywhere, and there's a hunger, especially among the youngsters, a hunger for something new besides, you know, the little, well, maybe about the phone thing. That's getting a little dramatic there. But getting outside and experiencing what great fishing we have to offer, is that a goal eventually all 21 counties?
Absolutely. When we first kind of brainstormed this youth fishing challenge, that was absolutely our goal, to get it in all 21 counties. New Jersey has tons of fishable waters.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody has fishable water in their backyard. We do have a lot of urban areas that have events going on. There's a lot up in North Jersey. We have Union County.
Got Essex,
Mercer yeah. County has Burlington County. It's down south. But, you know, everybody has a spot in their own backyard. And the idea is, especially for youth, to have a sense of place, a safe sense of place. Mm-hmm. And when you get the community involved and they know the local police officers, they know the local adults in their community, they have somebody that they can go to if they have a problem, and they know if they need a little decompression time, hey, I can go fishing, or I can go take a walk right close by.
Well said.
And that is absolutely our goal for our youth fishing challenge and for our Hoffnod program as a whole.
Win, win, win across the board. Alana Newmark, she is a program specialist, Division of Fish and Wildlife. Topic is the Hooked on Fishing, Not on Drugs Youth Fishing Challenge. Next Saturday, June 5th, free fishing day. Adults, you want to get involved. You don't need a license or a trout stamp if you're going to be on a water that trout have to be stocked at. Alana, what's the contact? Again, do me a favor. Give that website, phone number, please. Go.
Absolutely. So each location has different contact information, different time frame. So you want to visit youthfishingchallenge.nj.gov to find a location near you and their contact information. If you can't remember that, the Division of Fish and Wildlife webpage has us front and center.
Alana, great talking to you. Great. Hopefully I'll see you again sometime. But it's.
I'm sure we will run into each other again, Tom. Thanks so much for having
you
me.
You are welcome. You're always a guest. Always welcome, rather, on Rack and Fin Radio. We'll see you soon.
All right. Take care, Tom.
Yeah, a little long on that segment, but a great program. Okay, be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Putting on the Ritz.
WPG Talk Radio, 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's number one talk station.
Fox News, I'm Carmen Roberts. Just in time for the unofficial start of summer, the CDC issues new guidelines for kids at camp.
They consider masks no longer needed for fully vaccinated kids at camp, but they're still recommending them for unvaccinated kids, though the actual camp rules will remain a local decision, including whether to require any proof of vaccination.
Fox's Lisa Brady. The federal government says companies could require employees working at offices to get vaccinated. The EEOC updated those guidelines yesterday. Investigators in San Jose, California say they found an arsenal of guns and ammunition at Sam Cassidy's home, which he set on fire before killing 9 co-workers.
Some of his co-workers had filed complaints that he'd made racist comments and bragged about having firearms.
Fox's Claudia Cowan. America's listening to Fox News.
your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. On and off rain today, the high will be 55. Periods of rain tonight, low 50. Cloudy tomorrow and cool with a bit of rain. Sunday's high 62. Low clouds tomorrow night, then maybe some clearing, low 51. Memorial Day, cloudy skies at first, then partly sunny. That day's high 69. I'm AccuWeather's Sally Sherman on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Yo, welcome back to Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Memorial Day weekend, as promised, we have another kick-ass recipe. Last week, Chef Phil Tritola, Mr. Meats and Seafood, with his, I call it the ultimate sea bass sandwich. Now, you know, we give recipes, people, nothing complicated, but a little above the simple, just throwing in a pan. Chef Jean Demange is back. Remember, she had the pheasant recipe, the striper recipe, the trout recipes. Oh, my God. She is back with her recipe, Putting on the Ritz. Remember that song from the 80s? Ritz crackers and flounder. Man, perfect. Together, Chef Jeannie, thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Hello, Tom P. I'm great. How are you?
Jeannie's recipe just rocked the house. Me and Denise were eating the plates. That's how there was nothing left. Gene, simple, but nice, clean, flavorful, and you have a couple of accompaniments here. We have a couple of maybe two or three fluke fillets here. Go to it. What do you got?
It's easy. So two fluke fillets would serve about four people, and you use either one or two sleeves of the Ritz crackers, and you crush that with a little bit of black pepper and garlic powder and shake it, put it in a Ziploc bag. And then you're going to empty that into a bowl, put that aside. Then you put two eggs in, you mix that together, set that aside. And then you take the fillets and dip them in the egg mixture,
okay,
both sides, and then in the crushed Ritz cracker. Heat the pan on medium heat, melt the butter, a half a stick of butter in the pan.
Now, salted or sweet?
Well, we don't add salt because it's already in the cracker.
The Ritz cracker. There you go. Yeah.
Yeah, so you don't need extra. Always good to have the Ritz crackers in your pantry because it's so easy. So it comes out nice and crispy. You cook it for only about 2 minutes until the fish is white and the coating gets very crispy. You put that on a platter. You can add lemon wedges or make the horseradish cocktail sauce.
Do that. Oh, I know you make your own homemade. Tell us about it. What do you got?
Oh, yeah. So you buy in a jar, you can see in the seafood section of a grocery store, the plain horseradish that's in a jar. I buy a brand called Kelchner, but you can buy any brand that's just plain. And then I add a half a cup of ketchup to that in a bowl. And mix it together. Just taste it. Like, I use 3 tablespoons of the horseradish. But if you like it a little hotter, you could add more.
Let's just, Jeannie, and then, Kelsner's is the law down here. You use anything but, they're going to nail you to a cross, man. Oh, can I still
good.
Say it?
It's the best.
Can I still say it? Well, Jeannie, I noticed in a photo you sent us before we tried it, it looked like you had the fillets on a bed of baby spinach leaves. That looked great. Would you recommend that?
I did. Oh, yeah, you can do that if people would like the salad underneath, any type of lettuce.
Now, Jeannie, aside to go with that, please.
Yes, macaroni salad or potato salad, homemade or store-bought. And if you don't like that, we could substitute for a coleslaw.
Ooh.
I would make a slaw, just cabbage sliced up with a little bit of sugar and white wine vinegar.
There we go. Join us online as Chef Jeannie Demange. Putting on the Ritz.
Yes.
Listeners, Ritz, crack, crush them up. Check this out. It's going to be on the podcast. You can go to it instead of trying to write it down. Believe me, this recipe was off the charts. Simple. Even Tom P. was able to do it. Well, Jeannie, what about, something to go, libation to go with this? Listeners, it's nice and light. It's not heavy like when you have the heavy bread coat, the breadcrumb coating that weighs you down. This Ritz stuff is unbelievable. But, Jean, would you recommend a wine to go with this? And if so, what type?
Hey, a nice chilled white sangria. Use a Spanish wine. It's called Rioja.
Man, I wonder if we can find that down here.
White sangria.
Okay, Chef Jeannie Demange, Putting on the Ritz. Listeners, you'll go to the podcast after the show is over on Saturday. You'll get this recipe. It is just unreal. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Gene, we'll see you.
Thank you, Tom P.
Take care. Bye-bye.
If you're wondering what to do with your money in these unusual economic times, or if you have questions about retirement planning, IRAs, 401ks, or taxes, then listen to The Heart of Your Money, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG, featuring author and financial expert Joe Yakovich. The Heart of Your Money will focus on you, your family, and your financial portfolio. The Heart of Your Money with Joe Yakovich, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Comfort now by Bob McAllister, because you deserve comfort now.
Hi, Comfort Bob. Getting ready for summer and thinking about replacing your air conditioner? Hurry. Have you tried to buy an appliance, a bike, a new faucet? Nothing is guaranteed anymore. For the past year, Carrier and every other manufacturer have experienced COVID shutdowns and longer assembly lines to produce the product. Jack and Jenny can't stand right next to each other anymore. If you're looking for the new air conditioner, do not wait. We have most Carrier products available now, but we had heater shortages this winter, and we fully expect AC shortages to start in the next 60 days. We have Carrier and state rebates and financing available, and most importantly, we have Carrier air conditioners. Call us today, 609-400-1005, because you deserve comfort now.
Comfort Now by Bob McAllister, because you deserve comfort now. 609-400-1005.
Download Rack and Fin Radio as a podcast on the WPG Talk Radio app. Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Let's wrap it up with a couple of fishery reports. Joining us on the line right now is Dave Matheson, Tackle Shop Manager, Utch's Marina there on New Jersey Route 109 in Cape May. We're talking what's happening on the Cape May beaches and over on the bay side in Delaware Bay. Dave, how you doing, man? Glad to have you on board.
Doing good. Thanks for having us.
Oh, man, what's happening? I'm understanding the Cape. Are you guys, I'm hearing stripers off the beach. I'm hearing weak fish in the, along the sod banks. What do you have?
Well, the drum fish right now are, you know, I think is the main target, drum, and, you know, if weather permits, the guys are getting offshore for sea bass, of course, which opened up recently. Flounder just opened up last Saturday, so I haven't heard a whole lot about flounder yet, but drum fish has been hot. Guys are fishing the 20-foot slough, both sides, you know, one day the east side is good. Next day, the west side. I think recently, just yesterday, they were catching them on the west side of the 20-foot slough.
There you go.
Of course, clam. We do have bushels of clam here at Utch's available.
Thank God. oh, man.
Sea bass. Sea bass has been hot. The guys are going out and catching their limit. Most of those sea bass are being caught like 30 miles out. You know, guys get on top of wrecks. The coral beds have been hot. Inshore, like the Cape May Reef, a lot of guys are catching shorts. You know, they're catching a lot, but a lot of shorts. So I think you need to make that run to find the bigger ones.
Hey, Dave, if I can interrupt you for a second. Now, you have three You have three drum majors I know of in that marina. You have Bobby Cope on Fullerhead. You have Captain Steve Bent on Free Spirit. And you have Tommy Daffin on Fish and Fever. These guys are the drum majors. Have you seen fish in the 60, 70, 80-pound class yet, or do you think they're still waiting to get caught?
No, they've been bringing in some big ones. You know, the guys are bringing in quite a few pup drum, which is kind of unusual. Early on, there were more pups caught than the bigger ones, but there have been some bigger ones. I think, you know, the bigger ones are coming on. But, yeah, I think they've had them from 60 to 80 pounds. And anytime those guys go out with a charter, they always catch fish. They do a great job.
I fish with all three. They're absolutely excellent. Well, Dave Masson, let's talk about some bass along the beach. What's the deal?
The guys have been catching some bass, you know, along the beaches. You know, I think a lot of them are fishing at, you know, night, early evening as the sun's setting. So they've been using clam, and if they can get them, they're using some live bait like bunker. also, there's been some striped bass mixed in with the drumfish in the Delaware Bay. I think mainly closer to the shoreline.
Right.
I know some of the guys that are fishing off the beach have caught striped bass, you know, throwing clams. You know, they're there fishing for drum mainly, and, you know, they're picking up some striped bass.
Okay. Now, Dave, anything on weak fish?
Yes, weak fish have been caught not only with bloodworms, but also with clam, the back sounds, you know, along the sod bank.
Whoa. Weak fish on clams?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
Learn something every day. Holy God.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. And of course, they're also throwing some artificials, bucktail with pink, with a pink gulp. I heard is pretty hot in the back bays along the sod banks.
There you go.
So,
okay.
They're also catching weak fish, along the ocean front as well.
I was just going to hit you with that.
I was out a couple weeks ago on an inshore wreck. I was only 3-4 miles off the beach on a wreck, and the wreck was loaded with weak fish, all small,
wow.
Just little spikes.
Right.
When I first saw my sounder, I was hoping it was sea bass, but I was even catching weak fish on a jig, which I had never caught a weak fish on a jig before.
Wow.
Other guys have told me they have, but I've never caught one on a jig.
Okay, Dave, now this bass bite along the beach, prognosticate a little bit. How do you think it's going to last another week or so?
I would think so because, you know, they're still catching them north of us. You know, up north, like Seattle, Atlantic City.
Yep.
They've been catching some fat ones up that way. So I'm hoping that they're going to come down the beachfront. But as you know, and most fishermen know, in recent years, the bass seem to come down to like Sea Isle and then head out past the 3-mile limits. And I attest that to all the beach replenishment that's going on off Cape May. You know, they're tearing up the structure.
Absolutely.
It's not like years ago when the rips were loaded with striped bass.
Do you remember that? Oh, my God. Yeah. They used to be the rips. The rips were synonymous with Cape May striper fishing. Just the rips.
Yeah.
Delaware Bay
Absolutely.
Was, yeah, there's some up there. But no, you get them in the rips.
Yeah. Hopefully that'll come back.
We hope so. We're speaking with Dave Masterson, tackle shop manager, Utch's Marina, 1121, New Jersey Route 109 in Cape May. Now, Dave, what are the marina store hours?
We open up at 7 during the week, and I open at 6 on weekends. I'm usually here about 10 of 6. So if you need some bait, need some fuel, come on down. Our tackle shop has one of the largest inventories in the county.
That it does.
I do have bushels of clams. I just got them in last night, so they're fresh. If anybody needs clam. We also have some frozen bunker. We have frozen butters. We have, of course, squid. We have pre-cut, the pro-cut squid. We also have boxes of Lund's whole squid.
Right.
We have squid tubes. We have frozen clam, 5-pound bags, 1-pound bags. So
everything is there. Everything is there. Before I let you go, one last thing, Dave. Any word on the crabbing? I'm a crab maniac.
I know the crabbers have been catching some because some of the guys like to use crab for drum.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't heard of anyone in our marina catching any crabs yet. I think the water's a little too cold yet.
Okay.
But should open up anytime soon.
Okay, Dave. Well, that'll work. Listen, man, I'm up against heartbreak. We'll see you this week. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, one more thing.
Sure,
hey,
go.
Don't forget we have a ship store here at Utch's Marina. Come in and see Bob in the ship store.
Good.
We've got large inventory. Got a lot of batteries on hand, paint, bottom paint. So
everything is there at Utch's Marina. We'll talk to you next week, Dave.
All right, Tom.
Thank you, brother. We'll see you. Going to wrap it up. Final word, Captain Lou Van Bergen, Miss Barnegat Light up there. Oh, man, 1801 Bayview Avenue, Barnegat Light up at the top. Now, he is the only party boat, and Captain Lenny, the only party boat left in Barnegat Light, and he is packed. They're hitting hours. They leave promptly at 8, get there at 7 o'clock. The Callanan 3 is no longer there. Get there at 7 o'clock. He's fishing till 1 o'clock. They've been catching some nice sea bass to 4 pounds. They've had some fluke, 25 inches, 26 inches, squid spearing. But Captain Lou says, Tommy P, that salmon-colored gulp, 4-inch or 5-inch, as a teaser, has been the hammer. Now, figuring the water warms up a little bit, they're going to, you know, and they've had some moments of sea bass. That bite's really going to intensify on both ends. That'll do it for this week on Rack and Fin Radio. Happy Memorial Day weekend. See you next week. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders. Remember, get in that kitchen with some Fluke Filets. Put on the Ritz. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio.
95.5 FM.